to the Union Makers podcast, friends. We took a break.
Yeah.
We were gone for a long while, but we are back and we are ready to record on a regular basis. We have a schedule. We have a plan. And right now, you get to listen to myself, Maddie McGraw, and I'm here with my co-host, Allison Schmitz. And we are so excited to get back in action with you. Today, the whole purpose of our podcast is to just catch up. So Allison and I are going to have a candid conversation just about where life has been. And I think we both feel a little sense of like angst because we were so excited to get the podcast started. And then, you know what, to be frank, it's probably completely my fault.
But no.
Life exploded. It got busy and we just couldn't keep up with the recording schedule. So but Allison, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's been, almost, I feel like a year since we've kind of left off. Not quite, but
Well, we recorded in September, right?
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So like right after I got engaged.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh my goodness. Well, and it's just crazy how much it's been a blur. And I mean, if you know me and, or you've been listening to this, I have a baby that's a year and a half. So I feel like that's just kind of the season of life I'm in where things are a little blurry and things are kind of running together. So I'm excited to have something where I get to just kind of focus on the industry and just kind of what I'm doing like with my career and all the fun things there. So I just love the wedding industry in a lot of ways. So I think it's just kind of fun to revisit and get back to the heart of why we started in the first place.
Yeah, I'm so with you. And I feel like you're like very much in an era of like business season where you've like really hit your niche.
Mm.
I feel like you've really gotten confident in your skills. You've really honed in on your process.
Yeah.
Like I've watched you like expand your brand recently and you like completely rebranded yourself and launched a new website, which is so exciting. And then like you just improved all of these little brand touch points with your brides that I think has just taken your business the next step forward. And it's like energized.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really cool. I mean, I think it's fun to even hear you reflect on me like that, because sometimes I feel like it does take a moment to like, okay, like let's stop, like let's look back. Let's give myself credit, honestly, for where it has been really cool. I think I'm in the throes of some busy spring weddings, so I am a little tired, but looking back to, I just passed like 5 years in business in December, and, and that's just from me starting my business, and honestly, I really feel like I didn't expect to be here, so it feels like I'm almost having to restart a couple years ago. So it's just been a journey, and I think it's been really cool to see how to serve my couples well and like serve my team well. And so I think it's just, every day is a new adventure. I feel like I'm still learning on how to set better boundaries for myself and like trying to find better ways to run my days when you're your own boss.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm still in transition sometimes and trying not to be, hard on myself when it comes to wanting to have it all figured out, and I think that's just tempting to feel like, oh my gosh, I should have this all figured out by now.
I feel like it's really like reassuring. Like we've been in business for similar lengths of time, but it's so reassuring to me, like getting to chat with you and even other vendor friends that have been doing this longer than us, who are like, oh, I'm still figuring it out. Like, I'm building the ship as whatever that cliche is. Like,
right.
I'm building the plane while it's flying, and so I think that's so good. We didn't really have a big game plan about today's podcast. So,
like, I'm sorry if I'm talking over you.
No, I love it. I love it. While you were, like, talking and reflecting, I, like, was wondering, what do you feel like was, like, your biggest win from 2023?
Oh, that's such a good question. Oh my goodness, I don't know. And sometimes I think back like, oh my gosh, what was 2023? And I'm having to think back to like what January was. And launching Union Makers was such a cool experience. Maybe it wasn't this like thing that swept the nation, you know, that would have been really cool. Or, you know, even just like the launch party of just the people that showed up. There were so many people that showed up and mm-hmm. so many people, vendors that showed out of just their skills and their talents. And I just thought that was so cool. And I still to this day have people coming up to me, even just with like, hey, like even since the launch party, like I've met a new friend, like I've connected with these people, or, you know, people still attaching us to that concept of just a kinder wedding industry, mm-hmm. whether we've been like super active or not. Yeah. It's still been something that's followed us through the year, which has just been so, so cool. And then you kind of mentioned like the rebrand, and we'll have Katie Higginbotham, the gal that did my branding and Maddie's branding as well on the pod here soon. That was just super cool to kind of build that identity out of just what I wanted my coordination, specifically my coordination brand, to be, which was just really cool to do. But yeah, great question. I mean, I think, like, honestly, like, if there's one thing I'm even benefiting from this conversation already, it's just that, wow, I need to reflect more. It's just so easy to just keep going, like, day to day and try to make it to the next thing. I literally have a wedding tomorrow, and I'm just in that mode. And, mm-hmm. You know, just how often I don't look back of, like, okay, this is, like, how much I've already done. And, you know, so, yeah.
Well, you're a champ. Allison literally had a rehearsal dinner tonight for coordination that she went to, is recording a podcast after that, and then we'll get up tomorrow and coordinate a wedding.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like that's the life that many of us live, which is like this kind of like chaotic, packed, it's literally 9:49 p.m. so our working hours are weird, which we kind of did to ourselves. Yes. We were prepared to record earlier, but
much fun.
Sometimes you just need to catch up with a friend.
And eat some Thai food. It's all good. But Maddie, that was such a good question and such a good train of thought you had me go down on. I mean, I just, what was something, like, as you're reflecting on 2023, what stands out to you and how have you been? And, you know, feel free to go on your own thought train with that.
My own rabbit hole, rabbit trail.
Rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole.
I'm Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. No.
I think that 2023 was a really short year in the sense that I feel like it was February, March, and I blinked and it was December. And I feel like the middle of the year completely blurred out for me. 2023 was the busiest, most fulfilling year I think I've had in business. And I finished the year very, very drained. But in one year, we launched Union Makers. I fell in love. My fiance and I started dating. I had a really busy fall season and shot more weddings than I've ever shot before in a small, short span of time.
Yeah.
Then I got engaged. I rebranded my company. And, you know, then the year ended. And I also have a 9-to-5 job. So I have a different, like, flow of life. And mm-hmm. I feel like when I think back to last year, I had a lot of moments of lessons learned of how to I thought for a long time it was a time management problem. But I actually think I managed my time really well in the sense of, like, getting work done. But I didn't manage my rest blocks well. So I got really burnt out. And then I was very thankful for some longer stints of breaks. And then this year, knowing that I'm planning my own wedding, I, like, intentionally planned a less busy year. So I'm really looking forward to being able to, like, be super thoughtful with the brides that I do get to work with. Just because it's not as packed as I typically let my calendar get for photography. And so I feel like I'm going to kind of get to reset some of my rhythms, and I'm dreaming up of, you know, what's next in my career, what's next on the, I don't know. I feel like I'm living in a very interesting season where I feel like I'm having to live with, like, very open hands because I don't really know what's next. And I think change can be scary and the unknown can be scary, but I'm also just, like, really excited. But I'm also getting married, so I feel like I'm just excited to
no big deal.
Get married. And it's been a really interesting time of reflection of, like, being a bride and, like, being the person submitting inquiries instead of getting inquiries. And that already has forced me to somewhat rework some of my work patterns, because I'm like, wow, I really like when I get an instant response from a HoneyBook account. Right. Like, and I don't feel like I'm submitting an inquiry to nowhere. And that's just like, I don't know if it's sad, but I just like hadn't thought about that before.
Right.
Before I was like, oh, if I get back to a bride within one day, that's a really good turnaround.
Right.
And so I'm like already, I don't know. I think it'll be really interesting to ask me this question at the end of this year to see like where I'm at with all of it. So,
Yeah. I kind of want to go back. I mean, I have so many things I want to ask you about, but I want to go back of just like, you felt like you were managing like your work well, but not like your rest blocks. Mm-hmm. Would you elaborate that a little bit? Just because I think I'm in a space where I feel similar of like, okay, I don't feel like I'm setting this time aside. I don't know. I honestly don't even know what I think you can hear me earlier when I was talking about just like trying to figure out a good balance for things. But it seems like you have a good grasp on maybe a plan there or something you've adjusted. So I'd love to hear you talk about that.
Yeah. So last year was very much the year of like getting inquiries for venues that I was really excited about. And I had several like bucket list locations, venues, destination weddings that I just like felt like I couldn't say no to because it was this opportunity that I dreamt of.
Totally.
Which led to like, I think I had in October, and you were at a lot of these weddings shooting with me, so you kind of had secondhand experience of it. But I shot like, I think, gosh, I feel like I like blocked this out, but I think it was 5 weddings in like 9 days.
Yeah, it was like a week.
It was like an insane, because I did 2 elopements in Cabo back to back. And then like full scale weddings in DFW. And it literally took me 3 months to recover from those, like 10 days or whatever it was.
We worked that wedding and then we shot a wedding the next day too.
Yeah, I think we were like in Arkansas and then in Dallas, and I had a break day, and then I was flying to Mexico and I shot a wedding and then another wedding, and then I flew home. Insane. And I think I had like a day off, and then I shot a wedding and a wedding or something like that.
You like got engaged like the next
couple days. Literally one of those weddings, I'm like with Allison and we're like driving home and I'm like crying because I'm like, I'm never gonna get engaged, I'm so sad. And she's literally like, shut up, you're getting engaged in like 2 seconds.
It's true.
But yeah, so after looking back, I'm like, okay, I have to look at my inquiries of like, if I say yes and I book a wedding, just because the next day is available doesn't mean it's a wise decision for my business, for me, for the client to take that wedding. And so for me, knowing like I can do a doubleheader weekend, but if I do a doubleheader weekend, the following weekend cannot be booked with engagement sessions, anything, a proposal. Like I have to like, I get my cup filled by being with my people. And if I'm just working all the time, as much as I love meeting people and I love working with my brides, if I don't talk to my fiance or talk to my friends or have time to like spend with my family, I start to like coil.
Yeah.
And so when I think like learning like what a healthy rhythm is for me and like, yes, I can be busy. I think I very naturally could book 2 weddings back or 2 weekends back to back, but I can't have 2 weekends of double headers back to back. So it's like figuring out
what's right for you. Yeah.
And I'm sure there are people listening to this that are like, I do a double header every weekend and it's the best thing ever.
Or like, I don't know, like florists or bakers or people that like do like more than, you know,
but for Maddie McCraw, like, and I think photography is different than a lot of, and I think coordination is similar to photography, but like, I'm very much like a timeline manager and I'm like people facing. I am very much on all day.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like if you're maybe like, if you do cakes or if you are a florist or even a caterer, you have time away from the client where you like are behind a wall or you leave that you're not having to like direct and people manage. And I, like, even in my corporate job, when I have to do people management versus task management, it's just a completely different skill set and a completely different level of energy and care and thoughtfulness that I think I love and I'm good at, But again, like, you only have so much rope to give to someone before it runs out. And so I think I just learned that my rope is not eternally long, and it runs
That's
out.
That's such a good point.
And so I think other people have used, like, a plate analogy. Yeah, like, everybody has a different size plate.
No, but I think the rope is good.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I'm excited about. April for me is also a busier month. I have, like, a wedding, I think, 3 out of the 4 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels manageable for me because I know each weekend I'm going to have a day where I can spend with friends and family.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like my, like, editing workflow has improved.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, I don't know. I introduced Imagine AI, which is, like, an editing software to help, mm-hmm. like, proof my editing. And that's really sped me up. I introduced a new culling software last year that's, like, really sped up my editing. And mm-hmm. So when I'm on the computer, when I'm on my computer 9 to 5 for my corporate job,
mm-hmm.
I also have learned that I can't work before and after work every single day. Like, there was a season of myself where I would wake up early and edit, and then I would work all day, and then I would edit a little bit after work. And it was just like, let me just squeeze this in wherever I can. I'll make it, I'll pitch up. And it's like, that's just, like, not as productive use of my time than, like, am I taking care of my body? Am I eating foods that sustain me? Am I drinking enough water? Am I giving myself and my brain time mm-hmm. to decompress so that when I do have to have a long day of a 9 to 5 and then a 3 or 4 hour editing session after, it's like, I'm not going into it already drained. I like have a bank of energy to put towards it.
Yeah. It's crazy. I feel like I've been like, I don't know. I'm not normally like a self-help mantra kind of gal. Like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes like, I don't know. I just feel like more recently I've had like things that I've just written down around mm-hmm. where like one of the things that I've had on my computer for, you know, the last year or so is like, I am in charge. Like more just like in a tongue-in-cheek way of like, I literally own my own businesses. Like mm-hmm. I am in charge of like my expectation setting. I'm in charge of when I respond. I'm in charge. Like, I think it's so easy when you're in these people oriented businesses to feel like, I mean, not that like the couple's ever, like I'm ever in charge of the couple, but sometimes I get in this rhythm where I really feel like the couples own me mm-hmm. and like own my time, which like just, you know, kind of sounds really intense, but like mm-hmm. it just feels like I owe them certain amounts of my life or whatever, and like I sometimes that gets to like unhealthy levels. And so I was trying to think of the other thing I was thinking of, but I mean, just like I'm a human being first, and I know that sounds so crazy, but I think sometimes you can get in these busier seasons where you're serving so many other people and so many people, other people's expectations. And
it's like robotic. Going through the motions.
Totally. And I have to remember there are some times where I'm like, okay, like I need to get this done. I haven't eaten lunch.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, that just sounds like honestly sad to say out loud, but there have been times where I'm like, I have to actively choose to feed myself outside of, and I mean, I'm not going to say that this is every season, you know, but I'm just saying that like there are some times where I'm like, okay, yes, I need to get that done, but I can also go to bed. Like I just or like I can read a book, you know, mm-hmm. or, you know, go to the movies, or like I just do not owe my career and my clients like every aspect of my time.
Right.
And it's just been, I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm trying to think like it's not all the time, but I just feel like I do get in these moments where I'm like, oh, wait, like I have to send that off before this, this, and this. And it's like, I really don't. Like, I really don't have mm-hmm. to do that, you know? And it's just kind of realizing and like recentering of, you know, most of what we do, I would say 99.9% of what we do is not life or death.
Right.
And I think.
Yeah, we're not surgeons.
No, it's true. And I just think, because we are an event, you know, mm-hmm. and because people take their events very seriously, there's a lot of money invested. There's a lot of emotional investment that it can get elevated to the point of sometimes people will, you know, send me emails that feel like they are talking about like like a cancer surgery or something, you know, and it's just like, I mean, I'm not trying to belittle what we do, you know, and I'm not, you know, I just think I've been thinking about it more often of, you know, we are allowed to be people. And so like, I just think, you know, I've talked to so many of my vendor friends of like, oh, like I have this like vacation or this thing, you know, but I'm going to make sure I get that to them or whatever. Just like not even feeling like they can go on a vacation, like a right. real vacation, without like setting it out of office, like a normal one, like a normal job, you know, and like, and I'm like, I kind of want to ask like what ends up being, you know, wrong with kind of how we've set up our businesses and our lives and the expectations to our clients that we don't feel like we aren't able to be offered that same, you know, boundary if we need it, or, you know, even if we just want it, you know, like,
I mean, do you think that that's a little bit like American culture?
Potentially, for sure.
Like the corporate world, there's a little bit of the same thing. Like I work for an agency.
Yeah, you'll have better insight than that, because like, I've never really been a corporate person.
Clients will have an emergency on a Saturday at 2 p.m. and I'm like, your procrastination is not my emergency.
Yeah.
Like, because you didn't do this job shouldn't make me have to work on the weekend. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like, oh, well, I have an emergency and we hired the agency to help us.
Right, you know? Right. And
I understand that because I think I've been on like the other end of that. You know, like I
totally
think
needing something.
Yeah, or like when Past Gallery is not working, like I don't think that they have – or like pick time or whatever. I don't know if they have people that are like live people that work at midnight.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And if something crashes, it's like, okay, well, I'm probably going to have to wait till tomorrow. Did someone die? No. Yeah. Is your bride going to understand if you text them and you're like, hey, the software's down. Here's a screenshot of their message. I'm going to get this to you first thing. Like, everyone's going to survive.
Yeah.
And I feel like my like, I don't remember if, like, I think you might have said this to me.
That's funny.
But, like, when you're human with your brides, like, they are empathetic towards your humanness.
Yeah.
When you're, like, my kid got sick and I thought I was going to send you an email, but he was puking and you're just, like, honest with them, they're like, oh, my gosh, I totally understand. And you're like, oh, wait, I just had a personal connection with my bride. I actually didn't disappoint her. She told me she couldn't look at it tonight anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, why did I put all this fake pressure on myself to perform at a level of perfection that's not possible?
Yeah. I'm also realizing, like, how much could be fake pressure of just, like, I don't know. And I think that's just kind of, like, what I'm trying to balance right now is, like, okay, what's real and what something I'm putting on myself. Mm-hmm. Like even the other day, this was not even about a couple emailing me, but I was supposed to get something to my accountant and I was like, kind of like, oh, I have to get my laptop or whatever. And I was talking to my husband and I was just like, I have to do this because I have to do this tonight. And he was like, I was in the meeting. He said by the end of the week, you know, and it's like, but I had given myself this artificial deadline, you know, by that evening or within 48 hours or whatever. And so I just think sometimes, or even sometimes like, again, like I am in charge, like I can tell them, hey, like I'm going to get this to you in 2 weeks or I can get to this to you by the beginning of next week or whatever. Like we are typically setting those expectations that, you know, we have to follow through with. And I find myself guilty of, you know, over promising, you know, of what I'm capable of or, you know, and I think when you mentioned your rope not being eternally long, you know, like becoming a mom, you know, becoming, you know, someone who just wears that hat as well. You know, my rope has just shrunk. Like, I just am learning that I do not have the capacity that I once had. Yeah. Like, even if that's something that I may have used to have done, I really just don't have it anymore.
Okay, so this might be oversharing for the internet, but I'm going to say it anyway. And my counselor a few weeks ago told me, like, I was telling her, like, I feel like when I like think back to like college, I had an never ending amount of like energy and time and space, and like I was doing way more things than I'm doing now. Like if anything, I have more control over my time than I did then. I have more control over my finances than I did then. And she said, yeah, but you've experienced twice as much trauma since then, so your brain doesn't have as much capacity to hold everything that it once did. And it literally was like this light bulb that went off in my head, because and she has like used the term like little t trauma, which is just little things that happen throughout your life that didn't go as you anticipated. So maybe that's driving to the grocery store and you just get a little like fender bender situation. Like that's a little tea trauma. That's something that like you now have to deal with that you're going to think about. You're going to get your car fixed. Insurance is going to cover it. No big deal. But now when you drive to the grocery store every time, you're going to be like, I wonder if I'm going to get a little fender bender again. And that's taking up brain space because you've lived more life. And so it's like you've lived more years in your business.
Right.
And you've lived more years as being like every day that you live a mom, live as a mom. Eventually you're going to get to a point where you've been a mom longer than you were not a mom.
Yeah.
And so it's like that's taking up brain space. And when she said that, I literally was like, wow, I just gave myself permission to like stop beating myself up over not being able to manage 34 college organizations.
Truly.
And a class list or roster. We're
constantly being formed by what we've experienced. And
yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah, I don't know if I meant for us to go down the like therapy session route, but I
think it works.
Genuinely do think that's how a lot of people feel.
And yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite vendors was like, in this economy, we can't afford to be giving anything away. And I think like that includes our mental capacity.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I just see this line of thought of, and I think why I just love, I mean, just our heart behind Union Makers and just finding like people who are also doing this and experiencing the same things. I find that there is like a correlation between the people behind weddings and like what we care about. I mean, I'm not going to say we're all the same. Like there are obviously like, I mean, differences, but wedding vendor to wedding vendor. Yeah, but I just feel like there, you have to be wired a certain way in order to find this interesting.
Yes.
And to find this something worth pursuing.
Yes.
I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, I mean, and that's any vendor category. Like, I really believe that to show up on a wedding day and serve however you want to serve takes a specific kind of human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever that means. Even if it's like a different font, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that type of human is someone who struggles with these things. Like, I just really don't know if I've run into a wedding vendor like that hasn't expressed some kind of emotion behind how they're running their life or the need to do things differently or, you know, I mean, just it's just part of it.
Well, and to play devil's advocate, if you didn't have that little tiny voice inside your head, the work probably wouldn't get done and you probably wouldn't be a very good vendor.
That's fair.
So I think it also like gives you that competitive edge. So I don't think it's necessarily a completely bad thing, but I do think too much of anything typically isn't a good thing.
Yeah.
So, but I like how you brought it back to our vision. And I think when I think back
not
to
super
us,
intentional,
this
but
time
yes.
last year, we really envisioned Union Makers as one way. And the way that it's shaped makes me really excited for the future.
Because
I think it's turned into something that's very low pressure for both of us.
Yes.
And kind of it's turned into this, like, what do we need? What does the wedding industry need it to be? And is it our online presence through podcasts? Is it co-working hangouts? Is it, you know, other small happy hour events? But I'm excited to be able to grow from where we're at. And we've already been talking for 30 minutes. So it's an easy thing to discuss.
Yeah. I like how you mentioned just kind of even being open-handed with your life. And I feel like that's something that, like, as we're kind of relaunching or whatever you want to call it, Union Makers, that we, like, want to remain open-handed with it as well of just, like, constantly asking ourselves and the people around us and the people that gather around of, like, okay, like, what do we need this to be? Yeah. You know, and, like, not that we're going to, you know, be wishy-washy or anything. But I just think, you know, I feel like there are a lot of things that support couples out there. There are a lot of things that support a lot of people out there, you know, and there are wedding vendor organizations. But it's just, I think we can be unique in the industry of just, I mean, I don't know, going back to being like collaborative and kind and open-handed and
well, you're
what do
a
we
tone
need
for what
and
the culture can be in this industry.
Yeah.
And I think the culture in the industry is a lot of amazing things, but it's also had a reputation of a lot of negative things. Mm. And so I think it's riding the ship out of some of those negative things, but also being what people need.
Yeah.
But I also think staying true to, like, this is a place for all people, no matter what you do or who you are. Like, there is room for you in this industry if you want to be in it. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of weddings that happen every weekend.
Totally.
And I think when you think about, like, there are plenty of weddings to go around for everyone. That means there's enough space for the next
creative to
join in. It's so freeing in the sense it's like, wow, there's so many of us. And we kind of get to choose this, like, culture that we're leaning into.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times, like, in the last year I've shown up to a wedding and there's been a vendor that I know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, day made. You know, like, I mean, and just how many times that can happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think just with the podcast and even just our Instagram presence, whatever that, you know, may turn into. And just, I mean, just being a corner of the internet, a corner of the world that is encouraging all of that, I think is just where we want to be right now. And I mean, we'll always stand for no matter what we end up doing. So, I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like we've been kind of like kumbaya-ing a little bit for 30 minutes, but I think it's been good.
I like it. Well, maybe we're probably ramped. We need to ramp down, or the people are probably going to be like, wow, this was a therapy session I didn't sign up for.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good stuff. I mean, we really came into this episode with not a ton of thought. I mean, even Maddie was like, what are you looking forward to this year? And I was like, I think I'm just going to figure it out when I get on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I guess we can kind of end with like, what are you looking forward to in the next year? We kind of spent some time reflecting, but maybe in the last 5 minutes or so, we can kind of look forward.
Okay. I like that idea.
Personal, professional.
Oh, how about we do one personal and one professional?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so one personal, feeling's very obvious. I'm very excited to marry Isaiah fiance in November. I don't want to just wish away the year, but I also am like, okay, I want November to be here.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to enjoy engagement season to the best of my ability. Which I really am enjoying planning. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just like want to check things off a list. So I just like want to be done.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, I need to enjoy this.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then I think professional, I'm really excited about having the lighter year that I talked about. Like having less weddings, being able to more intentionally pour into the brides that are booked with me for 2024. And then like, it's crazy, but it's March and I'm getting inquiries for 2025 already.
Yeah.
Which makes me excited because, I don't know, I'm just excited to be married and be in a new season. And I've been dreaming up, like, kind of the next era of my corporate career, or if I go back to full-time independent photography, creative. I don't really know. So if anyone wants to send vibes, hopes, prayers, manifestations my way, I will take them.
Beautiful.
What about you?
I'm sure the future is bright.
We can only hope.
Personally, I am turning 30 at the end of June, which I think, honestly, is nothing but just like a crazy milestone. Mm-hmm. And honestly, just kind of a weird age to turn, and excited about it. I feel like I've always been like the little kid that was excited to like own a vacuum and like, I don't know. I feel like I've always been a little bit 30 in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like excited to kind of,
you've always been 30 year old, like 13, like, going on 30.
A little bit. Like, I think I remember being in like middle school, high school, really excited to grow up and like be a real adult with my real house and my real, I don't know.
You've had a real husband and a real house. And
it's
a real
true.
Baby.
I know. But for some reason, turning 30 just is like, wow. I think because I've almost had like this imposter syndrome of being so young.
Okay.
Now it's really therapy.
Now I'm 30. So everyone can take me seriously now. I'll get you a little sticker that says I'm no longer a kid.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just feel like I got married at 23 and I've just been really young. I also, if you know me, I look pretty young, and so I've just had this like,
it's gonna serve you well when you're 80.
I that's what the people tell me, but for now it's just annoying. But yeah, I feel like I'm just excited to just, I don't know, in my 30s. I think it's an exciting time. And professionally, I mean, I think you kind of mentioned it. I feel like just found a good groove with just who my businesses are in. Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense. No, but I mean, just finding my branding and, you know, my branding groove. And I just feel like I mean,
your Instagram has been popping off.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've had a lot of fun with it. And I think what's just been really cool is I feel like every single couple I've worked with this year, every single couple I'm looking forward to working with, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think I'm just in this place where, I mean, I think we're going to talk about some red flags in clients next episode. But I have truly had zero. Like, I mean, in the recent past and the near future. Amazing. Like, I really have had couples where I'm just like, you're awesome. This is awesome. I love working with you. Beautiful weddings, beautiful venues. Like,
you're like, I love you. Do you love me?
I know, yeah. And so it's just been like a good time. And I just feel like I'm finding, you know, I'm getting all these, or I'm like on these potential client calls, and I just feel like I'm answering their questions well. And, you know, whether they book me or not, I just feel like very confident in the service that I provide.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's just like turning 30 and feeling like a real adult or what, but we're just rolling with it. And yeah, I just love my team, and the fact that I have a team, and how did I get here? And mm-hmm. I was supposed to, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of wild to just be in this place. So all of this is just motivating me to journal more, because I feel like I'm like, wow.
Maybe we just need to do the podcast more often.
I was sad earlier today about life or something, and then like now I'm on here and I'm like, I'm awesome. Like, I just feel like, you know, I don't know. So I feel like that was so annoying. Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We will be back soon. We're actually batching episodes tonight, so we're recording the next episode, and we hope you'll listen in.
Yes.
So, bye.
See you later.